My goodness, that was beautiful.
That was really fun.
That's really, it's really quite interesting to watch you doing all these loops and things, and you're sort of singing off to the heavens with one microphone.
Yeah, I'm just kind of getting into my own world.
As many musicians usually do.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I've been looking at the comments from our listeners that who are very much enjoying what you just did. And
cool.
They're trading some of your little electronic secrets.
Oh, good.
They want to know, how does she do it? What kind of stuff does she use? And I guess there are links online to some other interviews that you've done that tell people.
Sure. It's really pretty simple. I mean, I use a sampler, and a vocal effects pedal and a loop station, and that's it. I use an SP404SX for sampling and a little bit of effects sometimes, and then the TC Helicon Voice Tone Create for all the vocal effects, and then a Boss RC50 loop station.
There you go.
That's it.
But it has to come out of a creative mind like yours. Now you've had obviously some experience singing as I've been reading that you did a lot of choir work when you were younger. But what got you onto the loops and doing it yourself like this?
My friend let me borrow a pedal. He's like, check this out, Jules. This is so much fun, you know. And and I tried it, and up until then I'd been kind of like, you know, playing electric guitar with tons of effects, which I still love to do, and just kind of singing with a ton of effects, just making up stuff on the spot. And then when I tried the looping thing, it was just so much fun.
Right.
Just kind of start and keep layering and layering, and at the end I'd be like, how did that happen, you know? Like, so it was really a fun and like new way to make stuff, and I got hooked.
Definitely. I mean, I hear a little bit of the Cocteau Twins in your influence here, but you certainly do something unique with it. I mean, I can't think of anyone else who does quite such an angelic sound as this.
Oh, thank you.
It really is lovely, and I'm really glad that you were able to come out here to play after all the crazy weather we've had this weekend.
Yeah, or not as crazy as
or
we
not
thought,
as crazy here. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you, and I want to mention that Juliana again has her latest album out on Asthmatic Kitty. It's called The Magic Place. And you have two other, sort of an EP and another album out, but they're self-released.
Right. Sanguine and Fluorine.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then there's this this other project you do with Ikui More.
Matt Worth at Revenge, RVNG. Asked me to do one of the Freakways series, and he asked me to do it with Ikue Mori, and I was just completely, you know, honored to be able to do something with her. We got together at White Columns, I think it was back in October, maybe, and we just improvised, like, about 10-minute intervals, and it was live to lathe, so they were cutting the music that we were doing in the gallery in the moment, live.
So direct to disc. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
And that's what the recordings are.
Yeah. Well,
so
that
was fun.
I might play a little something from that to show folks your other side with her.
Yeah.
But you're also doing touring. We should mention you're doing a few gigs around.
That's right. September. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going down to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Let's see, the 9th, you're going to be at the Fletcher Opera Theater. And that's
for the Hopscotch Festival.
Ah, and boy, you're in good company. You've got Swans and Flaming Lips and Guided by Voices in there, and
all
many, many
great
other people.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's your set is, they list it as 8 o'clock. Do you know if that's for real, or is that just the general listing?
Ooh, you never know. I'm first of three, obviously, so probably 8-ish, 9-ish.
So folks that are listening down in Raleigh, that's where she'll be on the 9th. And then on the 23rd, you're going to be in Lexington, Kentucky for the Boomslang Festival.
Right. I think it's, I'm playing in the afternoon on Sunday the 25th, I think.
Okay.
And then that week, I can't remember the dates exactly, but I'll be playing at Wesleyan.
They say the 29th of September.
Yeah.
So at Wesleyan College, so a little closer to here.
Mm-hmm. And then also, I believe the name of it, of the college, is the Messiah College in Pennsylvania. That's the day after Wesleyan, so...
Okay.
A couple festivals, a couple college shows.
Sure. Well, if people want to check out what your gigs are coming up, you can either go to your MySpace page or JulianaBarwick.com, and that'll give you all the information you need to know, including how to get this wonderful album.
It's all in there.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming down here. And, you know, I think I will quickly cue up a little something from the album that you did with Ikuemori, just so we can hear a slightly different side.
Yeah, it's pretty much my favorite thing I ever did.
Wow. So do you have a favorite piece on here? I mean...
I'm into the Rejoinder track.
Okay.
So maybe that one.
Sure. That's, again, that's a Freakways project. And this is Juliana Barwick with Ikuemori doing some loops of her own, but a very different style and complementary to what you do.
Yeah, we were improvising, so she was doing what she does, and I was just trying to follow along.
All right, well, let's hear Rejoinder, and thank you again for coming down here.
Thanks
to play.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.